You're listening to SBS News.
The Northern Territory is about to move to what the government describes as COVID normal. This means that from next week, public health emergency and vaccine mandates will be scrapped as Territorians learn to live with the virus. The Territory's Chief Minister is Natasha Files.
We are moving into a world where we are living with COVID. We will end the public health emergency. The vaccine mandate will also end. From June 16th, we will transition from a state of public health emergency to living with COVID as it becomes an endemic in our community.
But it's another emerging health threat at Maningrida in the West Arnhem region, which is causing fresh concern. More than 200 people in the community of about 2,000 have contracted influenza, with daily flights needed to transport the sickest to Darwin. Across the territory, there's been more than 3,000 cases of flu recorded since April. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Charles Payne says the virus is spreading faster and early in the season than normal.
We have been seeing a flu epidemic. We expected it. It is rising at a sharper incline than we had expected. So in Maningrida, they have had quite serious illness. No one's had to be hospitalised from those cases, but we clearly take those very seriously, and it's put a lot of pressure on our system. So we are responding to that.
Charles Payne is urging people to get vaccinated against the flu.
It's a nasty flu. There are two strains circulating. They are the ones that are covered by the vaccine. So that's a very important point. If you do get vaccinated, you can expect to be protected, or to a high degree protected. So please go out and get vaccinated.
But Aboriginal health groups fear First Nations Territorians may be experiencing vaccine fatigue after two long years of getting COVID shots and boosters. And Chief Executive of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance of the Northern Territory, John Patterson, says the flu's early arrival has caught people off guard.
We don't expect, you know, the flu to have the serious breakout or severe breakout until sort of towards the end of the, you know, August-September period. But for some unknown reason, it's arrived early. It's, you know, it's obviously now remote communities. Maningrida, as you said, Central Australia have experienced breakouts there as well amongst the population. So we are concerned.
The government says it's prioritising free flu vaccines for vulnerable Territorians, including First Nations people. Claire Slattery, SBS News. We'll be right back.